Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tim, I'm sure you stayed up late to watch the Braves. Boy, they slammed it. They slammed it down in the ninth inning.
Yeah, we back in the '90s, we call this Braves fatigue syndrome. They keep you up late at night. I want to, and we'll get to your concerns with the current mayor, with the council in Watkinsville. I want to start though with your decision, March of this year, to resign as mayor after just a few months as mayor. You won a very close election. A couple of votes out of 800? What was the final margin in that thing, you and Dave Sheeran?
Well, my last election as a state rep was 22,000 votes. And I came to Watkinsville. I knew there were some things going on. I wanted to serve my third-generation hometown. And only won by two votes, but I expected to lose. I'd never lost an election, but I expected to lose, but we won. And over and over and over, they said, well, you only won by two votes, so why do you think you have such a mandate? Well, you asked about the resignation. It was a completely slam-door-shut mayor where I couldn't get anything. There was nothing that was... it was. I'm speechless because I've never been speechless. But the reason I resigned is I had simply tried my best to implement some things that where you could pick up the phone and call a governor or somebody in Atlanta to get things done in Watkinsville, and there was nothing to be heard in Watkinsville. And finally, the library project is one of these things that I was totally left out in the dark about. The final deal that now Mayor Broderick and another member of council, the city attorney and the city manager, I learned through a memo 2 days before the vote to move the library out there. I was just taken back by that. And I said, well, I have no allies on this city council. And I have no choice but to move on. And then less than a week and a half later, I get summoned by the city manager for a municipal court violation that should have been handled 3 years ago by the city. And they brought a policeman into my office, and he summons me, and he stands up, and he had his body camera on. And I said, my, Watkinsville sure changed into Athens, because this doesn't happen in little Watkinsville, of a little town of 1 mile circle.
What was the nature of the violation? Why were you being summoned?
It was a house that we moved into town, and it was going to go into a property next door. And one thing led to another, work stoppage, and then I wanted to have the permit to set the house down. They approved it June 3 years ago and never would issue the foundation permit, although they could have and they didn't. So there's a lot of background noise here about my real estate business and my personal, but the bottom line is that I went into the mayor's office seeking open and transparent government, honest government, fiscal responsibility, and slowing the traffic down in Watkinsville. It is out of control.
Oh, let's
failed
speed
at
up
all
here.
Three of those.
Bob Smith, well, you can't do anything about them now, at least not as an elected official. You resigned as mayor. Cost about $15,000 to the city of Watkinsville to hold a special election earlier this year to fill your unexpired term. Brian Broderick winning that. Any concerns at all about that, those $15,000? Could you have not simply toughed it out long enough to wrap up the year and not cost the city that kind of money?
Well, at the time, it was about $3,000, and we worked out a deal with the county to get it away from the city of Watkinsville. And then, of course, you know, the voting deal that passed in the legislature this past year made for early voting for 3 weeks. They have a total of maybe 15 to 20 votes a day. It shouldn't be more than a couple of days, but nevertheless, that's part of our republic. Is that free elections, and the $14,000 is happening again, and $14,000 is a minor cut of the pie compared to the money that they're wasting in Watkinsville, turning Watkinsville into Athens. And you give this Athens-run Watkinsville another 6 to 10 months of operating this little small town, the transformation of Athens to Watkinsville is going to be complete.
All right, let's talk about it. Let's get into some specifics here. Again, Bob Smith resigned as mayor of Watkinsville earlier this year. You're calling for an audit of city finances. That's one of the things you outlined, and you say you'll announce and discuss in a news conference upcoming. What do you mean by that? First of all, what is it that you want?
In November, two attorneys that I'm not going to name here came to me and said, we need to help you. They offered 24 open records requests to the city. Number 24 is in all credit cards for 3 years. They gave them two. And then in April, I find there was 23. And then later in August, I found there was another card makes 24.
City-issued credit cards.
Your name is on the credit card through an open records request, as I did as a mayor to my own town.
Who has these? You said there are 24 city-issued credit cards. The mayor would have one. Who else? Who has these?
Sir?
Who else has these credit cards? I don't even name, but what kind of positions?
It's
who has
two
these?
Or three businesses, and then they have a WEX card. And in a meeting, it was confirmed that the WEX cards that they give to the police for the fuel and all was, in fact, a credit card. But we're down in the weeds a little bit with that. But the big picture is that when you ask for the credit cards and then you find out that the former mayor is on the credit card for 4 months and then my name is on the credit card and I didn't know it, I didn't authorize it, never saw the credit card, and they're spending thousands of dollars on this credit card. And as you remember, I was a budget chairman in the legislature for higher ed. And we uncovered a credit card debacle, and it became a two-year thing to clean it up, a scandal then called P-cards.
P-cards, yes.
So that was one thing that I was concerned about. And
is there any, let me, because quickly, I need to take a break here. Let me quickly ask this. Any indication at all of any person, any individual misusing those cards?
I'm not going there. I'm just talking about the fact that they said they were only two credit cards and it's 23. So what's going on there? Why wouldn't answer the fact that there were 23 credit cards? So the red flag goes up there. Red flag's going up. And so do I have anything impropriety? No, I don't. But the question still remains, why are we having to dig and dig and dig for everything?
The briefest of breaks. We're talking with former Watkinsville Mayor Bob Smith. Come back. You have specific concerns about the guy who replaced you in office, Brian Broderick. Get to those when we come back. Tim Bryant, Classics Today, WGAU. You are, I'm led to understand, tell me if I'm wrong here, are you actively campaigning against Brian Broderick and for Rebecca Billings?
Not yet, but I support Rebecca, or Becca Billing, as some people call her. She's a young, fresh face that's calling for open and transparent government, for honest government, and we want to see it done. But I will start campaigning for her very soon, sir.
What's your concern with Brian Broderick? You spoke again to the Watkinsville City Council last night, laid out some specific allegations. Your concern, you're alleging, among other things, conflict of interest. He serves on a bank board. The city of Watkinsville has money in that bank, Oconee State Bank, I believe it is. Give us your concerns here.
Well, there were three concerns last night, and I raised these, but you only have 4 minutes, and they cut you off at the end of 4 minutes. There were four sections that I had, and I called them facts, and I have the facts behind each one of these, where Mr. Broderick joined this bank board in July 2016. Mr. Broderick, in January 19, the city council meeting, did not recuse himself for a vote to keep $40,000 in his bank. At a January 2019 city council meeting, Mr. Broderick did not recuse himself in a vote to keep $440,000 at his bank. And it goes on to making, in September 2016, in a city council meeting, Mr. Councilman Broderick made a motion and voted for a preliminary plat and site plan for a fellow bank board member at the bank, in which all the money, 100% of all the money, is housed at Oconee State Bank. And it's not the bank. I'm happy for them. It's that here's the mayor that that had total control of Watkinsville. And then the second section.
Let me stop right there. A mayor, you say, who has total control of Watkinsville. My understanding, and don't let me mischaracterize what you've said, but my understanding is you stepped down as mayor in large part because you believed the mayor's office had no authority, that it was all vested in the city manager, in this case, Sharon Dickerson. And so this mayor has the authority that you didn't have?
I misspoke a little bit because Mr. Broderick has appeared to be in control of everything for several years now. And if anybody wants anything done, it's been told by planners, developers, and like, you got to go see Mr. Broderick before you get anything done. And so that's what I meant by total control. And otherwise, this mayor, me, I had zero because it completely shut me out of everything that we were trying to do. Completely shut me out. Case in point, is you come in after being sworn in, and the city manager doesn't say, hey, mayor-elect, hey, mayor. She says, how may I help you? And I was just sworn in the previous day by a Superior Court judge in the bright sunlight of Watkinsville.
You were sworn in twice, as I recall, is what that amounted to.
I've done it twice.
We'll call the first one ceremonial and the second official. I want to get back to this banking business because, again, you're accusing Brian Broderick, Mayor Broderick, of having a conflict of interest. He serves on the bank board. The city has money in that specific bank, you say. Now, my understanding of the mayor and the votes that he cast, he does, in fact, cast votes, as they do in some instances involve that bank. However, my reading of the record, and tell me I'm wrong if I am, but my reading of the record is that he recuses himself, and he has on some instances, in which decisions are made specifically about where to bank and other things, real estate matters, as might relate to specifically that bank or some other. That's my reading of the way he votes as relates to the bank, or in this case, doesn't vote as relates to that specific bank.
You said I accused him. That's what the people in Watkinsville use as little words, accuse, attack, and all these. They said that all the time when really I was reading, just like last night, and now I'm clearing it up, just like last night. I didn't accuse him. I just stated facts. Fact number one, fact number two, fact number three, and they are backed up by the agenda, the minutes, and follow-up emails regarding these issues.
Well, if it's not an allegation or an accusation, how would you characterize it? I mean, you're claiming that there is a conflict of interest here, or am I misreading what you're saying?
Well, let the public decide by the facts that I read and the facts that are out there.
Bob Smith, again, former mayor in Watkinsville, and you say you will campaign, and yet you say, but you will actively campaign for his opponent in this race, Rebecca Billings, again, we spoke with her a week or so ago. Let me ask this question, and because I think it needs to be asked. Is any of this, some of this, all of this, is this personal between you and Brian Broderick?
That's what the council wants the public to believe, that this is all personal. When I ran, I was looking for open and transparent government. I didn't get it. When I ran, I was looking to slow traffic down. Didn't get it. I failed. When I ran, I was looking for fiscal sanity. Didn't get it. You had to find out. You had to dig and dig and find out things that were going on in Watkinsville because you weren't alerted to things, major things that were going on. You weren't alerted to it unless you dug down and found them. And the case in point is things that put the little ribbon on all these conversations here, Tim, is the auditor's report, where 7 straight years of material weaknesses, 7 straight years. CPAs are shocked when I say this, about credit card activity, about money laying around for a week or more when it should have been deposited in less than a week. And they're written up by the auditor 7 straight years. And this is some of the things that shocks me. I don't get shocked at many things.
Oh, now, well, Brian Broderick has been mayor for 7 months, not 7 years.
Councilman Broderick, Mayor Pro Tem Broderick, has been on the council for nearly 18 years. He's a professional politician that I don't know why anybody would want to serve for 18 years. I can't figure that one out because I turned myself after 12 years. I probably shouldn't have stayed but 6 or 8 or 10.
In
a lot
the
of people wish I hadn't even got elected. But I did. I served, and I called myself a public servant, not a politician. Public servant is somebody that thinks of 50% plus one, and you tell what's on your mind. You don't have to remember the tales that you told.
Any thoughts at all in your mind at this moment? You're going to support a candidate for mayor, a candidate running against Brian Broderick. Any thoughts at all in your mind that at some point you would run for some office, be it mayor, city council, or some other office? Any more politics in your future?
You know, Tim, that's a question you ask anybody, and you say you never know what you're going to say. But right now, I've got to get back in the real estate business. But before I can get back in the real estate business, all these things that I know, and believe you me, there's been countless letters written, countless open records requests, and they say they respond to the open records requests, but that's an argument we'll have later. But all I want to see is good government. Good government.
Good, Bob Smith.
Open and honest, good government.
Bob Smith, former Oconee County State Representative, as you mentioned, and for a few months, mayor in Watkinsville, resigning earlier this year. We'll keep an eye on this, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.